Newman and Walker are pretty much cut from the same conservative cloth. Both want to lower state taxes and trim government spending. Both want to help businesses slice through some regulations. For now, the biggest differences between the candidates are what they highlight about their resumes. Newman owns several companies and says he can relate to other business leaders who complain about long delays getting permits approved.
We've been on the front lines. We've experienced these things firsthand. As governor, we need to get those impediments out of the way and figure out, again, I keep going back to that vision, folks. We want Wisconsin to be the best place in the world to do business.
Newman also says when he served in Congress in the 1990s, he helped pass balanced federal budgets. In contrast, Scott Walker mainly highlights his budget-cutting record over the last 8 years as Milwaukee County Executive.
I think that shows you that nobody else out there has inherited a problem more similar in size and scope to what the next governor will face, and we've done it successfully in Milwaukee County. If we can take on the machine there, there's no doubt we can take on the political machine in our state's capital and win for all the taxpayers of this great state.
Democrats and liberal interest groups familiar with both GOP candidates have begun to question each man's record and fiscal plans. But between now and the September primary, it's mainly GOP voters that have to decide which Republican resume they like better. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Kenosha County.